So then Geshe-la says, you become a bodhisattva and you go through these five stages. This is like the highway to enlightenment, and you attain enlightenment. So these five stages, many of you are familiar. Then by following, or a person who initially will be a bodhisattva on the path of accumulation. So these are names of the five Mahayana paths. Then by following the path to enlightenment with the vehicle of bodhicitta, we progress from being a bodhisattva on the path of accumulation to being a bodhisattva on the path of preparation, a bodhisattva on the path of seeing, a bodhisattva on the path of meditation, and a bodhisattva on the path of no more learning. So you may not know the other ones, but remember that one, the path of no more learning. Enlightenment, the path of no more learning, which is the actual state of enlightenment. So with the mind of bodhicitta, that vehicle with the six wheels will take you to enlightenment. As already mentioned, so what is enlightenment? What is enlightenment? Enlightenment is an inner light of wisdom. An inner light of wisdom that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance. So it has no mistaken appearance. Everything is unmistaken appearance, whose function is to bestow mental peace on each and every living being every day, as I just mentioned. So each of us can attain this wonderful wisdom, omniscient wisdom, the inner light of wisdom, clear light, the inner light of wisdom that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance, and that functions, or we can say gives us the ability to bestow inner peace on each and every living being every day. So Geshe-la says, when we attain a Buddha's enlightenment, we will be able to benefit each and every living being directly. You know, at the moment, this is beyond our imagination, but we need to think, I can become someone who can benefit all living beings directly. How? So two main ways, through bestowing blessings, that's inspiring energy, giving peace, which is the cause of happiness, and through our countless emanations. So these are the two main ways that Buddhas benefit all living beings, through bestowing blessings. So Buddha's blessings are like the radiating light of the sun. They're bestowed indiscriminately to every living being, blessings of that bestow inner peace, and through our countless emanations. So there are emanations appearing in each of our lives. We don't recognize them because of our ignorance and obscurations in our mind. But Buddhas are emanating for us every day to help us on our spiritual journey. So I think each one of us, if we were to say, how did we end up here? We've all got good stories to tell. And can those people that have helped us end up here not be emanations for us?